Voters overwhelmingly showed they wanted ethics reform during last year's primaries. Shortly before 11 p.m., lawmakers responded.
The yeas are 169, the nays are zero, and the Committee of Conference report is adopted.
The ethics bill sets a $75 cap on lobbyist gifts and says all citizens paid more than $250 to advocate at the Capitol must register as lobbyists. House Speaker David Ralston didn't get a ban on lobbyist spending like he wanted, but called the bill historic.
This measure improves and strengthens our law, and it puts us on the road, I believe, to doing even better things for the people of Georgia.
William Perry of the government watchdog group Common Cause Georgia says there's still major loopholes, but he's encouraged.
If you're looking for the law to completely limit spending, you're going to be disappointed. The good news for voters, public pressure has created a culture shift. There's been a huge change in behavior about lobbyist spending.
Lawmakers also cracked down on illegal video gaming machines and passed a budget for the fiscal year starting in July. Meanwhile, a hotly debated gun bill that would have expanded the places guns could be carried failed. House and Senate leaders ultimately couldn't agree on gun carry rules for college campuses. The House agreed to training courses for gun carrying students aged 21 to 25, but the Senate balked. Representative Alan Powell, a Republican from Hartwell, accused the Senate of backing down to the university system, which opposed the bill.
The Board of Regents considers himself a fourth branch of government. They are that strong and powerful, and they've just been adamant that they did not want any part of campus carry.
Other notable bills that stalled include one aiming to cut unemployment benefits to seasonal education workers and another that would have made it illegal for state employee health plans to pay for abortions. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro at the State Capitol.